It stopped for a moment, and then all of a sudden the branch fell, and this was a thick branch. It had to be at least 8 to 10 inches in diameter. Like, it was taking a lot to break this branch, and it fell to the ground, and I heard it all sounded like something was trying to get itself up on its feet, recovering from the fall in the pine straw. And I woke up my buddy, and I said, "Hey, get up, I hear something." And he goes, "Dude, it's probably a raccoon." And I'm like, I've been hunting my whole life. This is no raccoon. we're sitting back to back at this point with our firearms both up. We're scared, so scared. And we're on a big bluff. The river's to the left of us, and we got a huge pine grove to our right. And then right behind us is that Confederate earthworks. So I'm looking towards the landing that goes down to the river, and all of a sudden, this 10-foot-tall creature is walking in the moonlight.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Welcome back to Blurry Creatures. This week we have another active military encounter telling a story about when he was in high school and then right after high school, right before he was in the military, some weird stuff that happened to him. Saw a creature that we hear about a lot on our show. Had a close encounter with this gangly creature. If you want to become a member of the podcast, that's how we keep the lights on here. Go to blurrycreatures.com/members. You get access to this and all kinds of stuff. We have members chats, movie nights. We've sold a lot of tickets this year. We've sold out 3 events already this year, to Costa Rica, to Peru, to BlurryCon. This is how we do it here. Members support the show. They make the show happen. And members come on and tell their stories. And we hand select a few that we feel are different and interesting for members to learn from. So if you want to join the team, help Luke and I make this podcast just a little bit better than would be without you, go to blurrycreatures.com/members, get access to the perks, the channels, and all the good stuff. Let's get Tidal on this show to share his experience. Thank you.